And joining us on the line, our nutritionist, Dr. Dom Kondo from the Richmond Football Club and Deakin University. Hello, Dom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Dom. Look, we're really good. Now, one of the things that you study at Deakin University, which is really interesting, is around nutrition and sleep and athletes and sleep. Yeah. And so I thought maybe today we might have a bit of a chat about how much sleep do you need when you're an athlete, but then conversely, how much sleep do I need just to get me through the day?
Yeah, it's always a question, like a good question, because I don't think that we're sleeping enough, both athletes and our non-athletes, which sort of, you know, makes sense given how chaotic life can be. But essentially, what we know about general populations is that we need 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, and that's to maintain our health, our well-being, for all of our recovery processes, for our immune systems, everything that we know about the benefits of sleep, we should be aiming between 7 to 9 hours a night.
Now, most people have just fallen off their chairs or driven into a tree in their car because 7 to 9 hours seems like a lot. But as you say, all these benefits, recovery, you know, it's good for our mental health. We need, our bodies need the downtime to recover, recuperate, all these sorts of things. It seems like a lot though, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, it's funny because I like research this stuff and then people say to me, you don't look like you get a lot of sleep. So, you know, I'm right there with you. The other important thing though is not just the quantity but also the quality of sleep that you're getting as well. So we're trying to aim for more of that deep sleep. And I know it's really hard to know, like, you know, what type of sleep do I get? And a few of the devices that are out there give you some indication, not always accurate to the nth degree, but it gives you some idea about the types of sleep that you're getting. But you might know as well where you go to bed one night and you think, geez, I've been in bed for, you know, 8 hours and I feel, you know, pretty rubbish in the morning, still pretty tired. Whereas other nights you actually might wake up feeling pretty well rested and you're only in bed for 5 or 6 hours. So it can depend on the quality as well. But what I often say to people is, yeah, if you're only getting 5 or 6 hours, because for whatever reason it is, it might be seen a little bit impossible to reach the 7 to 9. And so just start by trying to get that extra half an hour in. So you might be going to bed a little bit earlier or you know, trying to adjust in your morning slightly if you've got the luxury to do it. But start with small amounts. So half an hour extra, and then it can sort of build a little bit from there. And that's the advice that we give to athletes as well, is just that little bit extra can really have benefits for their performance as well.
The only problem with that, Dom, is usually that half an hour is after the alarm's gone off in the morning. And you should be, seems to be the best time.
It's dark at 8 a.m. at the moment.
I know.
Don't even go. Look, what we'll do is we'll take a break and we'll ask you for some tips on how to get as much quality sleep as we can.
Can I ask you about my app? Want to talk about my sleep app.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on, Dom. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk more about sleep. It is the catch-up here at Bay 93.9.